Cousin Judith by Victoria Cooper.
Cousin Judith could drink anyone under the table, and more fool you to accept her invitation for a quick game of gin rummy. She was notorious. Uncle Eric forgot his own name after one spectacular Boxing Day session of cribbage. We always used the same green felt table, the one I use for jigsaws. Cousin Judith would stride into my grandmother's drawing room, leaving an odour of linseed oil and talcum powder lingering behind her. I never saw her in anything but brown tweed and stout walking shoes. She had twinkly blue eyes and a laugh that could save fishing boats. She arrived loaded with parcels for everyone. Even the fox terrier would attach itself to her feet, patiently waiting with dewy eyes for his Christmas gift of pig's ears. It was only then that the overheated, cloying atmosphere would dissipate to the sounds of ripped paper and joyful shrieks. She brought joy and stale tobacco smoke, and everyone loved her for it. Then someone would hand her a sherry. Ever the socialite, she would make time for everyone, even Auntie Irene, who was as deaf as a post. Undeterred, Judith would boom at how Auntie looked in rude health, then tap her pipe on the mantelpiece and tell tales from her latest camping trip with the girl guides. We all look forward to Cousin Judith's visit, albeit with trepidation. She started with sherry, moved quickly to wine, then settled on a single malt, slowly pickling by the card table. I never actually saw her drunk, though. Maybe a little unsteady on her feet or more casual when she tipped her ash, but always cheerful, always fun, laughing at bad jokes with Dot or reminiscing with Uncle Bert over childhood holidays at Foy and, of course, drinking everything offered, even accidentally knocking back Grandmother's dose of cod liver oil. Little did any of us know that Cousin Judith had a secret. A secret undiscovered until after her death. Some say that obsessions are the only things that matter, but for Cousin Judith, they were a curse. None of us knew that her easy, jovial manner was an act. She drank for courage, to steady her nerves, but mostly she drank to keep compulsions at bay. Today, we call it obsessive-compulsive disorder, but Cousin Judith knew it as scrupulosity. A fear of her past sins catching up with her. Secret prayers to keep them at bay.